What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
I want to bring you to Ian Bush right now, who is on the scene there. Ian, you're with a student?
I'm with a first-year law student, Kyle Mesereau, who, Kyle, you were in the law school when, well, actually before this active shooter alert, which we now know is a hoax, went out. Tell me what happened as things unfolded there.
So we started orientation on Tuesday for the law school, so we've only been here Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I came back after orientation today, ended around 12:30, went home, grabbed my books, and came back to do a little studying, get ready for our first class on Monday. And I was only in the library for about an hour when an armed officer came in with his weapon drawn, saying, asking us if we saw or heard any gunshots. We told him we hadn't, and he immediately told us, pack everything up, get out of the building.
So they ushered you out?
Yeah, so as we're all new law students, they showed us, thankfully, to the nearest exit. And as we were going down the staircase, we saw other officers coming up with rifles. And they got us out of the building through that exit, and we began to run about a quarter of a mile away from campus down the street.
Where'd you go?
We were lucky enough to find a gentleman's house, a few houses down, who was nice enough to let us in, let us stay in his home with him and his wife, and while we watched the news and watched everything unfold.
What's going through your head during that? Can you think of anything then? Or are you just going through the motions, doing whatever police tell you to do?
At first, the officer didn't really rush us. It was kind of a pack everything up and get out. So we, packed our bags up kind of quickly, but there was no kind of sense of urgency that we need to sprint out of the building. But once we saw officers running up the stairs with rifles ready to go, that's when it kind of hit us. Oh my God, we need to get as far away from here as we can, find somewhere safe.
Have you heard from fellow students, from your family and friends who have to be worried about you?
Absolutely. I was with five other students when we ran down the street and got to the nice man's house. We have a group chat of all the first-year law students who were all super supportive, asking if anyone needed to be picked up in the area, letting people know that their home's nearby if they can't get their car out and people need to go somewhere, have somewhere to stay for the night and just be with people. I got texts and calls from everywhere, from family, friends, distant relatives. I wrote a text and I had to copy it and keep pasting it to everybody else, letting them know what was going on, because I couldn't answer everybody who was asking, are you okay, are you okay?
Yeah, and now that you're maybe starting to process it, and the fact that you know it was a cruel hoax, as Father Peter said, the president of Villanova, what are you thinking?
I am absolutely disgusted. This is a special week for everybody. I couldn't be more happy to have gotten into Villanova Law School, to be on the campus. I grew up nearby. It's always kind of been a dream of mine to attend Villanova Law. My dad went here, so it's always been a special place. For all the students and their parents to be at mass when this happened and moving into their dorms, I mean, such a special day and a special week. For this to happen, I mean, the terror that it brought so many people. And I'm sure there are people, I've seen videos going around of people getting trampled, trying to run away from the mass and things like that. It absolutely disgusts me that someone would go and create such a hoax that would just absolutely ruin days, weeks, months of people's lives with the fear that they had to deal with today.
It's got to be heartening, though, to see this response and also to know you were at ground zero, for lack of a better term that comes to mind, and you were approached by police before the first text alert went out, right?
Yeah, I'm incredibly grateful for all the for the entire response. Police, ATF, FBI, state troopers, everybody in the area came so quickly. I mean, again, we were approached by the police officer before we got that message. There were police officers coming up the stairs as we were leaving, trying to get people out as quickly as possible. And I mean, by the time we made it down the street and turned on the news, I'm so proud and happy that we have officers in this area that have such a well-timed response. And I really do feel safe knowing that if, God forbid, something like this did happen and was not a hoax, that we have men and women in the area who are incredibly talented and can come out here and protect us.
Kyle Mesro, first-year law student at Villanova School of Law, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Of course. Thank you very much.
Appreciate it. Holly, right now the police presence is slowly beginning to dwindle. They're cleaning up some of the dozens, hundreds of police cars that are here, but a lot still to investigate, including first and foremost who perpetrated this. Again, what Father Peter Donahue, the president of Villanova, said was a cruel hoax.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.